This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Firefighting teams from Colorado are headed to California to help with the fires there. The state sent us a list. Those going from our area include Oak Creek Fire Protection District, also Grand Fire and Grand Lake Fire Protection Districts. Angelica Salinas is being sworn in today on the Rock County Board of County Commissioners. She replaces Tim Corrigan, who is retiring from the job. Commissioners today will also be making appointments and staff assignments. Fair Advisory Board members will be selected for the Rock County Fair. Also today, the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners is swearing in Tony Booyer and Melody Villard for another term. Candace Miller will report from Planning and Zoning. They'll have a report on the Craig Moffitt County Airport. Kyler Scott will report on the replacement of the roof under the grandstands at the Moffitt County Fairgrounds. Today is the 25th Annual Airline Partners Summit. It's hosted by Steamboat Resort at the Steamboat Grand. Craig City Council meets tonight. A workshop is at Craig Industrial Park. That's at 5. The regular meeting follows at 6:30. Katie Carmody is being sworn in as city clerk. She replaces Liz White, who's retired after 26 years with the City of Craig.
I am excited to be helping the citizens of the City of Craig, but I have big shoes to fill, that's for sure.
Craig Chief of Police Mike Cochran is swearing in a promotion for Sergeant B. Gonzalez, and he'll also present a police report for December. Moffitt County School District Superintendent Dr. Matthew Neal will speak to council about sharing school district facilities with the city. Steamboat Springs City Council also meets tonight at 5 o'clock. Agenda items include new street names and the appointment of an interim city manager. The new City Hall on the corner of 10th Street and Lincoln Avenue in downtown Steamboat Springs will be officially open for business this Friday. City employees are moving into their offices this week after nearly 18 months of demolition and construction. The new fire station should be opening at the end of the month. If you're headed to I-70 today, the eastbound lanes at East Vail will be closed starting at 9 in the morning for at least 6 hours. Wreckage from a commercial motor vehicle is being removed. You're invited to have coffee with the cops. That's Wednesday morning, and it will be at Starbucks from 8:30 till 10. Steamboat Police will be there and some Rock County Sheriff's Office officers. Also Wednesday, the City of Steamboat Springs is hosting a building contractor open house. That's at 11:30, and it's in the Clef Building on Shield Drive. Steamboat Mountain School has a new merit scholarship opportunities available. One scholarship is for $12,000 to children of employees at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center. The deadline to apply is through the Steamboat Mountain School website, February 15th. The softball season at Colorado Northwestern Community College is canceled. The head coach resigned, and that caused some of the girls to leave, so CNCC had to cancel the season. They're looking for a new head coach. CNCC hopes to have Spartan softball back on the field at the Rangeley campus for the 2026 season. The Steamboat Sailors boys basketball team has a home game at 7 tonight against Glenwood Springs. The girls play at 5:30. Moffitt County basketball has the boys and girls teams hosting Grand Junction tonight. The Sailors wrestling team has a dual match with Rifle and Moffitt County. The Sailors Nordic team is competing against Eagle and Carbondale. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.